Certainly, some people suggest that they've temporarily grounded the F-16 fleet there, the fighters, because of a recent accident. Some people think it was all contrived in an effort to slow down this move towards an attack. We're going to be back with Dr. Corsi in a few moments, but pay a great deal of heed to what he says. Was that the general tone, then, of the people you talked to over in Israel?
Yes, it was. I interviewed in Israel, Dr. Sam, for this book, Why Israel Can't Wait, two former heads of Mossad, I got briefings from the Israeli Defense Institute, which is part of the Israeli Defense Intelligence Establishment, and the Israeli military. And it's clear that Israel is not prepared to have a nuclear-armed Iran. It's as an existential threat, despite the consequences of a war. Even going to war without the approval of the United States, which would be tactically difficult because it would mean not flying over Iraq with the U.S. controlling the Iraqi airspace. The Israeli military is prepared to launch an attack on Iran as a final mode of self-defense. It's really a version of the Samson option, just as Samson took down the temple in the Bible to kill the Philistines, and it meant his own death. Israel, when they come to a final point of self-defense, the Israelis are calculating that they're going to defend themselves regardless of the consequences.
Well, now, of course, then how would they fly if they can't overfly Iraq? Would they actually then go over Russian territory? Would they go over Turkish territory? How would they actually then be able to get their fighter planes into Iran?
Over Saudi Arabia territory.
Okay. Would the Saudis go along with that?
Yes, the Saudis are going to go along with that. That's one of the really important things I discovered being in Israel and talking with the top government, is that Israel's right now working with both the Saudi and the Egyptian military intelligence and military. And if you take a look at Egypt, Israel just recently brought a nuclear submarine through the Suez Canal. That would not happen without the full approval of the Israeli government and military. And in the Sinai right now, Hamas, a terrorist organization supported by Iran, is operating to bring rockets from Iran, made in Iran, through the tunnels in Egypt into the Hamas forces in the Gaza Strip. And having Hamas operate openly in the Sinai is potentially very destabilizing to the Mubarak government. So both Egypt and Saudi Arabia, I think, have come to a solid conclusion that Iran is going for hegemony in the region. And as radical, zealot, messianic-driven, really religious
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris said, Dr. Corsi had an opportunity to speak to several ex-leaders of the Mossad and talk to the really prominent people over there in Israel, talk to many of the military leaders, and he has an entirely different view of what's going on than anything you're going to get in the controlled press in the United States. And, of course, the question was, you know, if America will not give Israel permission to overfly Iraq, then how can she possibly get her planes in? Should they have to go north through Turkey to get to Iran, or south through Egypt and then through Saudi Arabia? And Dr. Corsi said that both Egypt and Saudi Arabia are working with Israelis because they fear that Iran is moving to become the dominant force in the Middle East, and she has the potential to become the dominant force in the Middle East. But the trouble is that Iran is a Shia country. They're messianic. They're waiting for the return of the Mahdi, and of course the Ayatollahs already have no fear of death. They have no fear of dying. They belong to a sect that really believes that the second coming of the Mahdi is very, very close. That is certainly the Islamic Messiah. Would that be a fair appraisal?
It's correct, exactly. Dr. Sandy, in fact, Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, at least twice speaking to the United Nations, has mentioned his belief in the Mahdi, this messianic figure that went down a well as a boy in 700-something A.D., and is going to come out of the well, but it'll take an apocalypse to bring the Mahdi out of the well, and when the Mahdi, or the 12th Imam, comes out of hiding, the messianic view of these extremists, extreme Shiites, is that Shiite Islam at that point will triumph worldwide. But the frightening part is that it will take an apocalypse to bring the Mahdi out of the well, and with Iran pursuing nuclear weapons, Iran's going to have the ability to cause that apocalypse. And that's where I think Israel is legitimately concerned that a nuclear-armed Iran cannot be tolerated, because Israel's a one-bomb state. One nuclear weapon detonated over Tel Aviv would destroy the commercial, the banking, the telecommunications, and a lot of the government center of Israel.
I certainly concur, and I think that it's a frightening thing to contemplate. And I think people look at what's going on. I know that the Israelis I talk to look at things from a rational point of view. But none of this is rational, because we're not dealing with rational people. The Ayatollahs, their extremist beliefs there in Iran, already take into account their own destruction, as long as we'll bring the Mahdi. And this is seminal to everything going on. And most Americans really don't understand or have any grasp of the religious fanaticism of the Ayatollahs in Iran, or certainly the situation that is developing there. And so Dr. Corsi thinks either the end of this year or the first of next year. Of course, there's no way to really be certain, is there?
No, the date in which a military attack would occur is uncertain. It's going to depend on the determination of the Israeli intelligence that Iran can make a bomb now. Israel does not want to go to war. I think the reason Israel worked with me, the top government, when I was in Israel in May and June, is to get this message out that Israel can't wait forever. For instance, for President Obama to take a year or 2 years to engage in talks with Iran, while Iran's making nuclear weapons. And the general conclusion in Israel is that President Obama is naive and does not understand that dealing with Iran, as you pointed out, Dr. Sand, they're not a rational country operating under the rules that Metternich or Henry Kissinger would anticipate, where power politics would dictate rational actions by nation states. Here you've got a small group of religious zealots with a messianic view and an apocalyptic view in Iran, who are pursuing nuclear weapons and are not going to calculate the normal way that nation states would calculate. So for Obama to say, I want to talk with Ahmadinejad, well, I guess if President Obama wanted to convert to Islam, Ahmadinejad would see value to the talks. Otherwise, Iran's just going to use the talks to stall and to make no concessions on their nuclear enrichment.
And I'm sure, of course, the Israelis would never have given you access to the leaders of the Mossad or to the military unless they wanted to get their message out to the American people that they are going to be put into a position of having to attack over there. Would that be a fair appraisal? Because,
right.
I mean, you know, if I were to go over there and say, hey, look, I'd like to sit down with, President Netanyahu, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and President Peres and the others, why, they gave you the access because they want this message out.
Correct. And Dr. Sand, they know exactly who I am. I mean, I've written The Obama Nation, which is probably the most critical biography of President Obama written to date. And talking to me is not going to help the Israeli government win points with the Obama administration. But it will make the point to the Obama administration how seriously Israel takes the situation and how seriously Israel wants the message out. Israel also knows that I'm not in favor of a war. Going to report that Israel is ready to go to war, but I'm not saying that I think a war is desirable. I'm writing the book as well to try to prevent the war. I think a war has unpredictable consequences.
I amen to that. You never know how a war is going to end.
And people always go into wars, Dr. Stan, thinking, you know, it's going to turn out much better than it does. The fundamental law of war is that nothing goes according to plan. And the idea, it's not a video game, attacking the distances from Israel to Iran, trying not to have civilian casualties in the attacks. The Iran has diversified their nuclear establishment to many different sites, Iran's been supplied at least with Tor M1 surface-to-air missiles that were built in Russia, very effective mobile anti-air defense system. And Israel will lose planes in this attack. I don't see there's any way around it. And you know, to the extent that Israel would talk to me about tactics, I ask the question, well, how does Israel think they're going to win possibly a war or make an impact? And the Israeli military and some of the government leaders try to get this was mentioned more than once, that if Israel decided to, they could basically turn out all the lights in the Middle East in about 20 minutes. So you could essentially make Iran powerless in terms of electricity or lights or computers working, and at that point attack. So if Israel were to go all out, it's not simply going to be a typical airstrike. I think Israel is going to have some tactics which will surprise the world.
Well, are you anticipating that there will be use of nuclear weapons?
I doubt that. I didn't get any indication from the Israelis that in a preemptive strike against Iran there was a plan to use nuclear weapons, certainly not at the beginning of the conflict. If the conflict escalated, which it could easily do, Russia got involved or China got involved to defend Iran, or the conflict became more difficult than Israel anticipated or more casualties were being taken in Israel, it could escalate to nuclear weapons, but I doubt very seriously, even with bunker buster bombs or cruise missiles, that Israel would utilize any nuclear weapons. I think the war would begin in a conventional war, and then how it would escalate, it could get to a point where all bets are off. That's another serious concern I've got about how unpredictable a war between Israel and Iran could easily become.
Well, now, we have been sending these bunker buster bombs to Israel, you know, and of course, nobody can tell me that there aren't some people over here know that these are not making a bunker buster bombs to be used against Hezbollah or Hamas. Obviously,
right.
When we sent those bunker buster bombs over, we knew how they were going to be used, and so there's some people here who are, certainly we're not trying to effectively block this. We may pretend to be against this war. Oh, my goodness, terrible, you know, wringing our hands, act responsible to be. But we have been providing the weapons that Israel can use for some time in preparation for this coming attack on Iran. Would that be a fair assumption?
No doubt about it. And the other part, Dr. Stan, is Israel is capable of taking our weapons and improving them. I mean, there's hardly any weapon system that the United States sells to Israel that Israel does not improve. A very large part of the technology that we use in the United States in our military was first developed in Israel. Israel has a remarkable capability of developing their own bunker buster bombs or any other weapon Israel wants to have. So the potential here, though, of a conflict, even with the Obama administration, which has tilted so solidly in favor of the Palestinians against Iran, the Obama administration, I think, would initially try to sit on the sidelines. But the United States has done that before in the Six-Day War. In 1967 or 68, the United States also sat on the sidelines. It's not unusual. But then the United States enters in to try to restrain Israel and stop Israel. We did that even in the 2006 second Lebanon War. I'm not sure how easily Israel would be stopped until Israel accomplished its objectives if Israel attacked Iran.
Well, of course, they really backed down both in their attack on Hamas and a couple of years ago and their talk on Hezbollah.
Correct.
But, of course, if they go into Iran, I hope if they're going to go, that they're not going to go halfway.
I doubt they'll go halfway.
And so we're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in very uncertain times. People have no idea of the enormity. Could you imagine what a war over there would do to the American stock market? Could you imagine what would happen if Iran retaliated by closing the Straits of Hormuz and cut off the oil supplies for Europe and the attacked Saudi Arabian reprisal? Well, is there anything else we should cover as far as Iran is concerned, Jerry?
Well, the only thing I want to really make a clear...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
missiles in Lebanon aimed at Israel, and, you know, just a few thousand of those could simply wipe out. These are sophisticated aimed missiles. They could wipe out Tel Aviv. They could wipe out parts of Jerusalem or all of Jerusalem. I mean, 45,000 missiles for a little country the size of Israel, there's just no way they can tolerate that. They're going to have to remove that threat, and certainly... But, of course, we have a different type of government there, headed by Netanyahu, you go ahead and speak up. Take it
well,
from there.
The Olmert government had the idea that land could be exchanged for peace. And continuing the Oslo Accords and the pathway to peace that had been set in place by President Carter, I mean, going back to Carter, really, but certainly Clinton, and George W. Bush, the idea that the Gaza would be given back to the Palestinian Authority, and then when Hamas won the Palestinian Authority election and took control through military action against Fatah, the military arm of the Palestinian Authority, the Palestinian Authority in the Gaza became under the control of this radical terrorist organization, Hamas, funded then by Iran, and supplied with rockets from Iran. Now, this is a fundamental different equation, and as a result, Israeli politics have moved farther to the right. So today, with the Netanyahu government in place, and the key power broker, I think, is the religious party, Shas. I don't think any coalition right now in Israel can be formed without Shas's agreement and cooperation. And in Kadima, which is the party of Ariel Sharon and Olmert, I think General Mofaz is by far the more dominant figure. And as defense minister, Mofaz was responsible for instance, the attack that killed Yosef, who was a Hamas leader and founder of Hamas. So when you go back through all this history, Mofaz in Kadima, very strong, Netanyahu as prime minister with Shas, the religious party, supporting Netanyahu. And this is a very much of a more to the right government that is not going to stop natural growth development easily on the settlements, and is not going to go through a two-state solution when the party on the other side of the table is Hamas.
Well, now, one of the big questions is, what happened this last week when Netanyahu made a secret trip to Russia and disappeared for a couple of days, came back, and have you heard anything? You know, we hear all sorts of stories that supposedly had met with Putin, that Netanyahu had met with Putin. Do you have any inside information or insight into what happened? Because this obviously was a very, very important meeting.
Well, the people from Israel, the top government officials who assisted me, and some of the insiders, when I wrote this Why Israel Can't Wait, this new book, called and they said a couple of things. First of all, when Netanyahu was gone, I'm told that Israel used the opportunity to do some secret testing of new weapons that would be used in a war with Iran, and I was told not to ask what the weapons were. And it seems that both now President Perez, who met with Russian Medvedev, and possibly Netanyahu may have met with Putin, but there's an effort to try to get Russia not to sell this S-300 surface-to-air missile system to Iran, because it's more sophisticated than the Tor M1 system Iran already has from Russia. And if the Russians were to sell this more advanced S-300 system or deliver it, it's been under discussion for years, if Iran were to have that more sophisticated system with Russian trainers or operators, the cost for Israel of losing airplanes in a military strike would go up dramatically. So I'm sure that Israel is both testing weapons, preparing the military, and wanting to stop Russia from arming in a more sophisticated fashion Iran from what Iran already has.
Well, now, you mentioned earlier that Israel had moved a nuclear submarine through the Suez Canal. I know she has a number of diesel submarines, of course, going through the Suez Canal. The only reason you go through that is you want to get over the Persian Gulf.
Right.
These are certainly, are you speaking of a submarine that can carry nuclear-tipped
yes.
cruise missiles?
It was a Trident-class type missile. Our submarine.
I mean, it was a truly nuclear submarine.
It was a nuclear submarine.
Armed with conventional weapons, or do we know what they
were? Well, we don't know what it was armed with, but it was capable of holding nuclear weapons.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Well, Jerry, you know, the thing that really is just so disturbing to me is the average American has so little idea what's going on. I'm really glad that you've got the book. I think that we need to get this message out. And can people actually listen to the book? Can they pull it down off of the Internet? Certainly we want to know as soon as the book becomes available, but because we'll carry it here at Radio Liberty. But you mentioned the book is available now online.
Yes, the Why Israel Can't Wait, Coming War with Israel and Iran, is available on Amazon.com, and it can be downloaded on the Kindle, and then BarnesandNoble.com, and it can be downloaded in any electronic format, including to your PC or your Mac. And then September 29th, a paperback of a physical book will be in the stores.
All right, fine. Well, who's the publisher?
Simon & Schuster.
All right, fine. Well, that's a great publisher, and we'll certainly be carrying it here. I think that's very important. Well, is there anything else we should discuss about this, or should we perhaps get into what's happening financially and all the lies that are being told about how everything is just getting better and better and better?
Well, we certainly talk about the economy. My read on why the stock market has gone through this rally, and I'm now expecting the stock market will go back to 10,000. It's at 9,800 and something today when it closed on Friday. There's just been so much money pumped into the financial system by the Obama administration, so many trillions of dollars, through the Federal Reserve, the bailouts, the TARP funds. I'm confident that the Goldman Sachs and even the bailed out banks are playing now in the stock market with government money and pumping up the expectations of earnings. There's a major attempt to say China's recovering. When I look, though, at the fundamentals of the U.S. economy, the U.S. economy is still in a jobless and wageless recovery. It looks like we're going to head to 10% unemployment. And foreclosures continue at a very high percentage. Consumer spending is down. So this is going to be a very shallow recovery. And top economists like Rubini have been saying that we'll go into a double-dip recession, which could easily be the case. So I've been cautioning everyone, if you take a look at the 1930s, the stock market did come back more than once through the almost decade-long
depression. Hold that thought, please. Well, this is Dr. Stans. I asked Dr. Corsi to really talk about what's going on economically. And, of course, as he points out, we're continuing to lose jobs. Consumer spending continues to fall. People continue losing their homes. The market's going up, but certainly the big banks can go into the market. They can borrow from the Federal Reserve at 0% interest. And instead of lending this out to get the economy going, they're going into the stock market and pumping the stock market up. And it's a need. Dr. Corsi thinks it's going to go to 10,000. Well, it doesn't have to very far to go to get there. But then, of course, then what's going to happen? Is there anything solid behind what's going on here in California? Well, I think it was 12.2% unemployment here in California, where I live. And that, of course, is a gross understatement, because that doesn't include the people who are underemployed, the people who have given up looking for employment. And contrary to everything you're going to get from the regular channels, why I think Dr. Corsi is very, very concerned that we may be going to see a double-dip inflation, or that certainly we're going to see a reversal of this so-called optimism, which is based upon massive government spending. But, of course, there's nothing fundamentally changed in the economy. They just pumped a lot of money into it, and what happens when the effect of all that money wears off? Do we pump in more money, and then more money, and more money? And Jerry, it looks to me like the rest of the world is very, very concerned about the stability of the American dollar. They're very concerned about the future of our country economically, because if America goes down economically, this could really drag the rest of the world down. What are your thoughts?
Well, pressure right now is on the dollar. The dollar is trading at annual lows to the euro. It closed at about $1.47 to the euro on Friday today. And those are lows. They may not be the historic low, but it's very close to the historic low. And with the deficits, with having to raise probably $2 trillion worth of debt in 2009, China has let the United States know that China is not interested in buying U.S. dollar-denominated treasury debt to the quantity and extent it has in the past. So China's begun buying gold. And I think this is one of the reasons why gold has gone over $1,000 an ounce again. And it looks to me like China's even putting a floor under gold. If China is going essentially back to the gold standard, if they're going to buy and take delivery of gold, then any time gold drops in price, China's likely to be back in the market buying. Now, China's already, and Russia have both asked for the International Monetary Fund to develop these special drawing rights, or SDRs, as a form of international currency which could replace the dollar as a standard of foreign exchange reserves to settle international trade. And if the dollar loses its status as the world's international trade currency, I think that's another step on the end of the dollar. I think there's a move to see a new international world currency replace the dollar. And this is more than theoretical. It was discussed at the G20 meeting in April in London. And I believe China just bought $250 billion worth of IMF debt in order to put that money into the special drawing rights and to boost them in terms of their the quantity of SDRs available, preparing the special drawing rights to be this international reserve currency replacing the dollar.
Well, we've heard some rumors that the Chinese are actively advertising over in China, encouraging their people to buy gold and silver as well. I mean, that is really an amazing thing. I mean, could you imagine the American government advertising and telling the American people, you better start buying gold and silver so that you'll have something solid behind your life savings? I mean, that to me is one of the most revealing things I've ever heard.
Well, the potential for the dollar to start engaging in hyperinflation, where the value of the dollar just dramatically drops, is there any time. If there's no end to these trillion-dollar deficits that the Obama administration seems to be willing to run, I've contemplated and argued that it's almost a conscious plan to destroy the dollar. Because long-term, I don't see how trillion-dollar deficits are sustainable to keep the dollar at its current value, or to keep the dollar from dramatically devaluing.
I agree with you. I think that they are intent upon destroying the dollar, but they can't tell the American people that. Certainly, if they'd wanted to rescue this whole system, they would have let it collapse, and then we could have started to build. We'd be over this thing, we'd be beginning to build again, but they have no intention of it. What they're doing is just pouring out more and more and more money. There's no end. They say, well, we're going to start taking all this money back, you know, before we get hyperinflation, but if they take the money back, then, of course, the whole economy collapses, and rather than do that, they'll just put out more and more money. And, you know, I think it was, well, actually, Keynes quoted Lenin, who said there's no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch the currency, and not one person in a million will understand what's happening. And I really think that's what's going on today. Most people have no grasp of what's going on. And if it weren't for people like yourself out there on the front lines warning, why, nobody would understand.
Well, when the Treasury does a gap accounting, which they do once a year, the usual $2 trillion figure and the current deficit in 2009 will be on a cash basis. On a cash basis, you just take in whatever money you get in tax receipts and apply it to liabilities of the government. And so that's a cash deficit of $2 trillion. A gap accounting demands that you also take into account the net present value of future obligations you're creating that are not yet payable, say on Medicare and Social Security. When you do that, I think we're going to have more like a $7 to $10 trillion deficit in 2009. And the accumulated negative net worth of the United States government on a gap accounting basis is something right now like $35 trillion going to $50 trillion pretty quick. The Obama administration is essentially going to double our national debt in 4 years. I think it's on track to do that. And how we can maintain, what this means is that there is no possible way that future Social Security or Medicare obligations could possibly be paid. And then to have the idea that we are going to add on health care, and President Obama dares to say it will not cost, it will be revenue neutral, in other words, it won't cost any additional deficit spending, is nonsense. And when you look at the ways President Obama says he'll prevent the negative spending from his health care from being required, he says, well, we'll either get waste out of Medicare. Well, if there's waste in Medicare, get it out now. Don't wait. And secondly, government doesn't ever get waste out. It's never happening. And third, the idea that the program won't just simply expand dramatically. Take a look at Medicare from when the original Kerr-Mills bill was passed, going back to the Johnson administration. Medicare was projected to be several million-dollar plan, relatively modest, and now it's gotten dimensions where it's in uncontrollable billions of dollars of spending. And if there is going to be savings in Medicare, it's going to be at the cost of the elderly. They're going to have to take benefits away from the elderly to redistribute it to the younger people and the poor.
And those are the so-called death panels, and nobody wants to admit that they're there, but actually they've already been enacted. They were in the stimulus bill, and the average person doesn't understand. They've already set up the panels to lay out their plans for rationing health care to the elderly. This is what it's all about. And I think the one thing President Obama said is true. He said, I can't get federal spending under control unless I can get Medicare and Medicaid spending under control. And he's absolutely right. Medicare is a Ponzi scheme. They're actually putting out more than they're taking in. And when you have a Ponzi scheme that's putting out more than you're taking in, you either got to be like Bernie Madoff and come forward and say it's a Ponzi scheme, I've been cheating you, or, and of course government would never do that, why you have to start limiting the amount of money going out. You do that by simply setting up death panels and figure out how you're going to limit spending on the health care to the elderly. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Oh, it's exactly how I see it. I understand there's no way that you can have the cost of a government-controlled system be contained unless you ration the care. And the problem is that President Obama has variously said that there's 40 million people that are going to be added to the insurance, government insurance rolls, or 30 million. There's going to be at least tens of millions. And my expectation is that there's going to be 40 or 50,000 doctors that just quit. And how are you going to provide expanded or same quality of care when doctors are leaving the profession and 40 million new Americans are qualified?
Oh, that's really very, very simple. You do what they do over in England. You go to the doctor, but you never can find one who speaks English. He speaks Pakistani, he speaks Indian, he speaks Spanish, he speaks Chinese, he doesn't speak English. In England, it's very hard, at least in the major hospitals covered by the healthcare system, to find a doctor who can speak English, you can communicate with, but of course you have free access to healthcare.
Well, and also they'll be rationing on the care that's provided. In other words, so you want a hip replacement surgery. Well, then there's going to be a government panel that decides how old you are and what the social utility of the hip replacement is going to be at your age. And there'll be some hip replacements, but you'll have to wait in line. And by the time you get that hip replacement, you might be dead. That's going to be the problem in terms of, and then the whole system is filled with lies. President Obama, this whole controversy with Joe Wilson, Congressman Wilson, who shouted out during President Obama's nationally televised address to the joint session of Congress, "You lie," over the issue of illegal immigrants not being covered under Obamacare. Well, the Democrats have repeatedly taken at least twice in committee voted down amendments the Republicans want to introduce that would have given the ability to determine if somebody was a citizen or not before they got care.
And that was why Joe Wilson shouted that out. I mean, he was there, and he knew that basically the Democrats had killed any effort to try to keep illegal immigrants from getting health care. And when the president got up and said, "Why, no, there's certainly illegal immigrants are not going to get it," he knew that the president was lying. And if the president didn't know he was lying, the president had no idea that the members of the Democratic Party had specifically, you know, killed amendments to try to restrict access to health care for illegal immigrants. He'd had no idea that what he's saying wasn't true.
Well, the president had to know. And then also, President Obama gave a speech this week, I believe on Thursday, to the Hispanic Congressional Caucus, and President Obama clearly said what I wrote about. I was at the Fair Talk Radio event this week, Fair being the, I believe it's the Federation for Immigration, it's American Immigration Reform,
right.
AIR. And talk show radio host for 2 weeks, for two days solid, about 50 talk radio show hosts. And I was saying that the Obama administration plan is to backdoor illegal immigrants into health care. And then President Obama affirmed that 2 days or 3 days after he'd given the state of this joint session to Congress, and Joe Wilson had just been censured, and President Obama admitted, "Look, we'll just then pass comprehensive immigration reform and establish a pathway to citizenship. Then all the 12 million or however many millions of illegal aliens won't be illegal aliens anymore."
Well, that's a great solution. It's not that they won't be able to get care. We'll just make them all citizens.
We'll make them all citizens.
Right,
a pathway to citizenship.
I read that, and I thought to myself, I felt like Alice in Wonderland,
right.
You know, how can the president possibly say, "We're going to solve the problem, you know, we're not going to give the illegal immigrants health care under this program, we're just going to make them all citizens, and they won't be illegal anymore."
Right. We'll change the definition,
right,
so that they're no longer illegal immigrants, and then President Obama somehow with a straight face would say, "Well, see, I didn't lie. Illegal immigrants aren't getting care." Well, there's just no more illegal immigrants. And the whole thing is absurd, because since 1986 and President Reagan, every immigration bill we pass, the enforcement provisions are ignored. And everyone gets amnesty applies under the bill. So Joe Wilson's right. I mean, if there was any enforcement provision put into the health care, Obamacare bill, it would be ignored. And there would be arguments, well, under the 14th Amendment, you can't deny care. Or, well, this family has an anchor baby who was born in the United States, so the baby is a citizen, so we can't deny the family Obamacare. Or what about green cards or residency cards or any other number of exceptions? And then President Obama says, don't worry about it. We're going to pass comprehensive immigration reform, and there won't be any more illegal immigrants. They openly touted that as a reason we need to pass Obamacare in order to set the stage for the back door to be put in place.
And, you know, so many things that go on are just so unbelievable. I heard something just, I think it was yesterday or the day before, and they've done a study, and they said, you know, this fence we're putting up between America and Mexico, it's just going to be so expensive to maintain. It's going to cost us tens of billions, if not hundreds of billions of dollars to maintain that fence, and it's really not doing any good. I mean, people are still getting in here. Well, the reason they're getting in is because they haven't completed the fence.
Well, I've been seeing recently the Democrats offering the bizarre argument that, for instance, in immigration and border security, that the laws are too hard to enforce, so we just should have changed the laws, which is ridiculous. I mean, how could you argue the laws are too hard to enforce? And so here we're going to say, I'm sure it'll be the same with Obamacare. Well, it's just too hard to enforce or figure out who is going to be qualified or not qualified under residency requirements, so we just won't enforce the residency requirements because it would require too much of a bureaucracy. The government couldn't administer cash for clunkers. How are they going to administer under the Obama administration 16% of the American economy?
Well, I think it's time. I hope the American people out there really are growing concerned. I think we saw a representation of that on the 12th of September when, you know, there were probably somewhere between a million and a half. Those are the estimates, except for the major media, you know, ABC, CBS, and NBC, who insist there were tens of thousands of people there. Well, I don't necessarily always agree with Fox, but they certainly have talked about this. They have the pictures. The pictures you will never see on ABC, CBS, and NBC. Do you have any idea how many people there were there?
At least from the pictures I've looked at, I said at least 250,000 people.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back. Well, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program, and then I'll let you get to bed.
Well, I think the what we're saying is, and I think.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We know America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620, or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-
within the states, that they're not going to let the federal government run roughshod and violate the Constitution of the United States. Jerry, we could go on. God bless. Thanks so much. We'll look forward to having you again here in a few weeks to keep us abreast of what's going on.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. Always a great honor and pleasure to be with you.
Good night. God bless. Okay, fine. That was Jerome Corsi. And basically, of course, that was a very, very important program because as you look at Iran and, of course, this prospect of a war in the Middle East, it doesn't make any sense, logically, because we brought the Ayatollahs to power. We have kept the Ayatollahs in power. We covered for their involvement in the bombing of the American embassy in Beirut in 83 and their bombing of the American Marine barracks in 83 that killed 240 Marines. And time and time again, they've been involved. Iran has been involved in illegal activity, and we have covered them for them. Most recently was this whole thing of the Lockerbie bombing when Pan Am 103 went down over Scotland, and they recently, of course, released the Libyan man who was, you know, sent to prison. And why did Scotland release him? Because they knew he wasn't guilty. It was an Iranian operation. Everybody knew it was an Iranian operation, but they needed a fall guy, and so they sent an innocent man to prison. And that's why he was released after 7 years, after killing a couple of hundred people. Do you honestly believe that? Ladies and gentlemen, they're lying to us on every turn. But as you begin to look at things through the prism of the Bible and prophecy, why I think that you can begin to see a lot of things that don't make sense coming to pass today, that are going to end up fulfilling the prophecies. If you have not yet seen Pastor Billy Crone's 10 DV series, The Final Countdown, why this is the time to get it. Part 1, Part 2, each with 5 DVDs in it. I want you to get it. I want you to study it. Now, he also has a book that has all the material in it. And you may want to have that so you can study it because his material is excellent. We have, of course, his 10 DVD series on creation and his 4 DVD series on RFID identification. They're all a real great addition to our armamentarium. Certainly, we hope that you will want to get my talks on the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Forbidden Secret, and the Financial Armageddon. We have a great new DVD. Well, it was talk that Ron Brown gave a couple of years ago, the bond market or bonds, the vigilante of the stock market. It will help you to understand how this finances work. And then, of course, Pat Wood's excellent DVD on the Trilateral Commission and how they created this whole financial crisis. They intentionally created it. Incidentally, we have a great syllabus with my talk on the Financial Armageddon, where you'll actually, of course, read the writings of the occultists about a man called Barack Obama. And, of course, how people throughout the world were praying that he would come to power, but they weren't praying to the God of the Bible. And, of course, we give the exact quotations because we read the occult literature and we know what the people from the other side are doing. We're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. We hope you will very seriously consider coming to our all-day conference. It's going to be on the 25th of October right here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay, Aptos Seascape Golf Course, same place we always have it. We're serving lunch, so you're going to have or reservation. We're getting an excellent response here. We've got about 6 weeks before the program, and we're just getting really. I'm very, very pleased, and hope that you'll be able to make it. We've got great lineup of speakers, and then of course, if you've never seen the DVDs, Chris Pinto's Secret Mystery Series, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, and of course the Eye of the Phoenix, the emblem on the back of the dollar bill, which they tell you, oh my goodness, oh, why that's a Christian emblem. Well, not a Christian emblem. They're lying to you again. They lie about many things, but please pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and they're going to have to be your views, because apparently we don't have a guest for the next hour. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So give us a call. We want to talk about whatever you want to talk about. But let me just tell you a little bit about, I'm trying to understand the swine flu epidemic. Now, first of all, swine flu is a non-problem. I mean, swine flu, if you look at it, I mean, we've lost less than 600 people here in the United States. That's 600 people in total, and probably less than maybe 200 people, healthy people, because most of the people who've died have other serious medical illness and conditions. Less than 200 people, less about 38 children. Because we've lost 38 children, 80% of whom had other serious physical problems and neurological problems and immunological problems. 38 children, why we're going to immunize millions of helpless children with a potentially dangerous vaccine. Now, what is really so interesting about this is the average individual doesn't know, and certainly the doctor doesn't know, and I don't fault the doctors. I mean, they believe their medical societies, they believe the Centers for Disease Control, which is about as corrupt as the mafia, and similar in many other respects as well. And I've been down there, and I talk to them, and I feel that they are directly responsible for the AIDS epidemic. They didn't try to stop it. They've killed over 500,000 Americans. Another millions are infected and going to die. And they knew exactly what they were doing, because I went down and talked to them. And, of course, it was very obvious at that time. They had no intention of stopping the AIDS epidemic. And now they're spending a tremendous amount of time and effort trying to stop a non-existent problem. Why do I say it's a non-existent problem? Because swine flu is a very mild disease. Swine flu is a very mild disease. In the entire world, the less than 3 million people in total have died, they have records of, and probably 80% of those had other serious illnesses. And since they kill almost 3 million people every day from DDT, pardon me, from malaria, because they have outlawed DDT, which they know would control malaria, and they outlawed DDT because it was saving so many lives. We know that because of the writings of Alexander King, the co-chairman of the Club of Rome some years ago, when he said, you know, DDT is just saving too many lives. We've got to outlaw it, and that's what they did. And when you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But if you look at the worldwide, swine flu is very mild. If you look at here in the United States, swine flu is very mild. People get a little, so a lot of people won't even get a fever. They get a little cough or sniffles, and then it's gone. And if you take the vaccine, you get the cough and sniffles, and you feel terrible, and you get muscle aches, and or at least a significant number of people do. Because I've read all of the reports that we have now from all the various vaccine companies that are going to be licensed here in the United States. And, of course, they will all tell you that this vaccine should not be given to pregnant women because there are no studies that say it's safe, and yet the Centers for Disease Control says to go ahead and use it. The companies say not to use the flu mist in children less than 2 years of age, but the government says to start at 6 months. The CDC, the vaccine companies say, you know, it should, the vaccine shot shouldn't be given at less than four, but they're going to give it to... Well, this is Dr. Stan here. If you're out there in the listening audience, why, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, we don't have anything prepared, so I'll tell you what I've been learning about the swine flu vaccination. First of all, nobody would tell us what was in the swine flu. I actually contacted the people at GlaxoSmithKline today, asked what was in the swine flu and the vaccine. They sent me this long thing off the Internet, but it doesn't tell you what's in it. I mean, what they do is they simply deluge you with all sorts of information, page after page after page after page of reading, and you get lost in all the unimportant facts, but you try to find out what is actually in the vaccine, and they won't tell you. Well, fortunately, we do know what's in the vaccine because Dr. Blaylock had actually tracked it down. You have to understand that this vaccine is going to be a standard seasonal influenza vaccine. This is basically what they give every year. And all they do is they just change the adjuvant. They change the type of viral particles they put into it. And ordinarily, they hope that they have the right type of virus. Usually, they miss. Usually, the vaccine doesn't do a bit of good because it's a vaccine for the wrong virus. But it's very, very profitable for the vaccine manufacturers. And certainly the people who work for the government are in bed with the people who manufacture the vaccines. The vaccine manufacturers have no liability. They have so much confidence in their products that they've got legislation passed that they can't be sued no matter what happens. And of course, if you end up, you know, getting Guillain-Barré disease or autoimmune disease or asthma or allergies, or you die from the vaccine, why your family can't sue the vaccine manufacturer? Because they have immunity from whatever they do. Oh, there's a vaccine court that is staffed by the government lawyers who can spend hundreds of millions of dollars to fight you. So you just go ahead and try to sue them. And it's almost like it's so laughable. The vaccine manufacturers do not trust their products. The vaccine manufacturers don't trust their products. And if they don't trust their products, why should you? What do we know about the vaccine that is going to be given in Europe? What do we know about the vaccine that's going to be given here in the United States? And fortunately, we have a great deal of information. They found out, this is last week, they've certified the vaccines as being effective, and we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're going to be doing an open line tonight. And we do hope you'll give us a call if you have a question or comment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, of course, we've tried through the regular channels to get information on what is going to be in this vaccine. And what we have found out is nobody wants to tell us. But we do know what's going to be in it. It's going to have gelatin. It's going to have gentamicin. It's going to have certainly formaldehyde. It's going to have thimerosal in the multi-dose vials, and most of the vials will be multi-dose. It's not going to have aluminum in it. And at least as far as I've been able to determine, they are not going to use an adjuvanted vaccine, the so-called MF59 here in the United States, although they are going to use it in Europe, and of course it's licensed there for people over 65, but they're going to give it to the general population, saying that we've given it to 44 million people over in Europe without adverse reactions, but most of them have been older and they were going to die anyway. And nobody's really studied to see how many people are going to get autoimmune disease. And when they do the double-blind studies, instead of giving one person a vaccine and the other person a water shot, something with nothing in it, they put things in the comparable shots, and they can say, see, for instance, they'll put aluminum product, they'll put alum, for instance, in the one vaccine, they put alum and something else in the other vaccine. The placebo will have an active ingredient in it that'll trigger autoimmune disease, and they say, see, there's no difference between the placebo and the others, but they don't use a bland placebo. They use a placebo that suddenly has an altered status. So basically, as I go down, what is in the swine flu vaccine that's going to be given to the United States, unless they do a bait and switch on us, which they could do. That's what they did with the 1976 vaccine that created so many problems. But what they did, they're simply going to see the regular things in vaccine. There's no aluminum in this. However, there will be thimerosal, and of course it will be in the multi-dose vials. So you should not be taking the vaccine, but if you do, do not take it from a multi-dose vial. And if they insist that there's no mercury in that, ask to see the package insert, and you'll find it contains thimerosal. And when you point out that thimerosal is mercury, they're going to say, I didn't know that. In fact, this happened to one of my friends who's a physician who actually was offered a shot of vaccine, a regular flu vaccine, and he said, I wouldn't take it because there's mercury in it. They said, oh, no, there's no mercury in it. And he said, let's see the insert. It's got thimerosal. Well, I didn't know thimerosal was mercury. These are the people who are giving the vaccine, and they just aren't educated. They don't know anything about the Simpson-Woods study. It was a government study, top secret, where the high-ranking CDC officials admitted that the thimerosal was producing the autism in children, and they had, of course, to conceal that from the American people. And government officials lie. And you must understand that our good friend Mark Geyer and his son David were consultants for a congressional committee that had access to the emails that went back and forth within the Centers for Disease Control, where the officials openly talked about lying and asked how much they could lie to the American people without getting into trouble. Well, I think any government official who lies at all ought to be fired, but when was the last time you heard of a bureaucrat being fired because he lied? Well, as far as we can tell, what they have done, as far as the current vaccine, is to take the regular formula for the seasonal influenza vaccine, keep the mercury in it so that you'll get twice as much mercury, because you're supposed to get a regular influenza shot and then the swine flu shot. But at least as far as I can tell, why they're not going to use an adjuvanted vaccine in the United States. If they do, they're not going to admit it. Now, how do we know that the vaccine that's going to be given here in the United States is safe or effective? Well, if we have the article out of the New York Times that tells us that they had done a study, in Australia, and this called CSL vaccine. The CSL vaccine was found to be very effective. In fact, they were surprised after 3 weeks you had a very high antibody level. And so you got a high antibody level with one shot, and they're just so grateful now they're not going to have to give everybody two shots. That means they're going to have more vaccine, and they're going to have it quickly enough, and so they're going to be able to, vaccinate more people, certainly with their mercury shots. So most of the vaccines are going to be, of course, in these multi-dose vials, and it's going to contain the mercury, which is toxic to the brain. They're going to mandate it to be given to pregnant women, where it will do tremendous harm, where the manufacturers, and we have the manufacturers' statements, say there is no evidence that this is safe. There are no animal studies to show that it will not hurt the child, and yet the CDC has mandated it to be given to pregnant women. Why, when the manufacturer says it isn't safe, when the FDA hasn't cleared it to be given to pregnant women, does the CDC want to give it to pregnant women? And I believe that there are some evil, very evil and wicked people who work at the Centers for Disease Control. I think there may be a lot of good people, but if they speak up, it could cost them their jobs or perhaps even worse. So when you work for government, you keep quiet. And if you don't keep quiet, you can get into real trouble, like Mr. Jennings, who was in the building number 7 in the morning. He heard all the explosions in the building. He got out safely. He did give a number of actual statements and video interviews telling people what happened in Building 7, that there are all sorts of explosions there. When he was in the building in the morning, they got out, of course, before the building came down. He actually did some video interviews, and then he started getting threats, and he requested that his video interviews be withdrawn because he was really afraid he was going to lose his job over that. And, of course, we do not know what pressure he was under. All we know that was just about 2 or 3 days before the NIST report, that's the national report put out by a government bureau to explain why Building 7 came down, just a couple of days before that, Mr. Jennings became very ill, and he went to the hospital, and he died. And, of course, the people who put together the DVD, the loose chains, hired a private investigator to find out what happened to him, and, of course, they put up a deposit for the private investigator. 2 days later, the private investigator returned their money, said, never contact me about this case again, and I will not talk to you about this case. It's a matter for the police. And that was the end of it. What happened to him? Well, we will never know unless we can get somebody to follow up and find out what happened to Mr. Jennings. But 2 days before that report on what happened to Building 7 was to be released, Mr. Jennings died under, let's say, unusual circumstances, the timing, and, of course, the private investigator absolutely refused to investigate the case. And when you got a private investigator who has a dangerous job, who's afraid to investigate, something's very strange, and this is the sort of thing that happens if you work for government and you know too much. And so nobody in the Centers for Disease Control is coming forward and telling the truth. Now, I've talked to people there, several people. They've been very nice. They assure me that they are not going to use an adjuvanted vaccine, that the vaccine that they are going to be using is a non-adjuvanted monovalent. You have to understand, ordinarily they put 3 different viruses into the vaccine, but for swine flu it's simply a monovalent, that's just one type of virus, and they claim that they get a very good result on that based upon this report that was done out of Australia. It was actually was published in the New England Journal of Medicine on the 10th of September. Well, I got hold of a copy of the report, and what do you think? The report that the Centers for Disease Control and the Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare are basing their approval of the swine flu vaccine and its safety and effectiveness was a test on basically an adjuvanted vaccine they did not report, you know, anything at all about the non-adjuvanted vaccine. Actually, they tested it, but they didn't bother to compile the report. Wouldn't it take them that long? But they published this article on the adjuvanted vaccine, but not the non-adjuvanted. And when I say adjuvant, I mean that with the squalene added that turbocharges the immune system. What was so fascinating about this report is, first of all, most of the people who wrote the paper worked for the vaccine companies, were financed by the vaccine companies, or were getting money from the vaccine companies, or had stock in the vaccine companies. And there's been a recent report that's come out pointing that, you know, so many of the reports that are favorable to vaccines are written by people who are tied in financially to the vaccine companies, and they all lie. Almost every one of those reports lies. And that's the way it was with the report that came from Australia. But the most interesting part was the fact that they tested the people who were going to be in their group. I think they had about 170 people. They tested them for antibodies before they gave them any vaccine. And what do you think they found? They had two groups. One, before they ever gave them the vaccine, 15% had antibodies. In the other group, 39% had antibodies, and they didn't need the vaccine. In other words, certainly they got a good response from it because they were already primed for it. They'd already been infected. This was in Australia, admittedly. Why don't they check and see how many Americans, you know, are already immune to the disease? Why, if they did that, how would they justify giving all those billions of dollars to the pharmaceutical companies? Nobody has mentioned at all that in the study that they're using as the basis for justifying giving the vaccine in the United States, first of all, they used a different vaccine, an adjuvanted vaccine in Australia. They did not report on the non-adjuvanted vaccine. And at least in one study, 39% of the people already had antibodies and didn't need the vaccine. I wonder how many people are already immune to the disease. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and hopefully we're going to get some calls.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey Water Filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Actually, it's my niece's daughter.
Your niece's daughter. Anyway, they live some, and basically a nine-year-old daughter, they sent her to school. They called the school and said, we do not want our child to be immunized. And, of course, they got her there, and they gave her the flu mist. This would be the one that they are going to use for the regular seasonal flu, because they don't have the swine flu one released yet. And now, just shortly after that, she developed all sorts of aches and pains. And how is her mind? Because this is the thing I always worry about. A lot of these kids will get, you know, alteration of their mental process. How is she doing now?
Pains of headaches all the time, and they've had to have her to the emergency room three different times.
Well, I think that she should bring...
Because her bowels lock up.
All right, fine.
Never had this problem before.
All right, I would just tell her to get a lawyer, and the only way you're going to stop that is to sue the school districts. I mean, really, you hate to do this, and trust me, if call me off air, and I'll give you the name of a lawyer out here that I don't know whether he will take the case. It's Brad Dacus. He has a law firm that really defends people whose rights have been taken away from them for religious reasons. But he could certainly get you in touch with a lawyer back there who could bring a suit against the school system, and I would simply end up owning the school. Because they could have destroyed that girl's life forever.
She has one son who is so severely autistic that he can't even feed himself. And now this little girl is, who was just so bright and bubbly, is now so lethargic that...
Well, basically, of course, she should have sent a certified letter. You cannot trust these autocrats who run our schools, because they think that they're their children. But they're not going to be there holding their hands at the middle of the night when they're screaming in pain. No, I'm going to put you in touch with my wife, who's our call screener tonight, and she will give you Brad Dacus's number. You talk to Brad, and I don't know whether he would take the case or he would put you in touch with a lawyer who could take the case for you, but this woman needs to bring a lawsuit against the school. A lawsuit against the school. If she called them and told them not to do it, I mean, she should end up owning that school. And you hate to do this sort of thing, because the schools are in trouble, but they ought to be in trouble. They're dumbing our children down, and they're doing irreparable harm by giving these children vaccines. And when you give it over the objection of the parents, why, there's no justification.
I've been doing all kind of research trying to find some holistic way to...
All right, I'll tell you what to do. You go to Dr. Russell Blaylock's website, and he has information up there. It's russellblaylockmd.org, I believe it is. Anyway, just go to your search engine and put in Russell Blaylock, B-L-A-Y-L-O-C-K.
Okay.
And, of course, he's got a lot of things that, whether they would do any good at this time, this is what he suggests, though, if somebody's vaccinated, the things that you do to try to protect the child or the adult. And if you have problems, you can call me off the air. I'll ask my call screener, who just happens to be my wife tonight, to actually give you our telephone number and Brad Dickens' number, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Anything else you'd like? Anything
no,
else?
No, just prayers for little Anna. She's just so sick. It just breaks my heart just to see this bright, bubbly child turn into just, I mean, virtually, she just lays from one spot to another now since this flu mist.
All right, fine. In fact, you can let me, maybe Dr. Blaylock could have some additional ideas. He's right on the top of this, and there should be some people in the Centers for Disease Control, in my opinion, who'd be spent the rest of their lives right along with Bernie Madoff. Anyway, I'm going to put you on hold, all right, and let's go to Chris calling from Kentucky, and Sydney, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and ladies and gentlemen, pray for Anna, and just bow your heads and think about it. I mean, this could be your child or your grandchild, and the parent, you know, was aware of the fact there was a potential problem. But the elitists, these people who run our schools, I mean, some of them really don't care what you think. They don't care how sick the child gets. They're going to do what they think is right. Well, the only way they're going to stop injuring our children, I believe, is if they have a lawsuit, and I hope that they will sue not only the school, but the people who did it, without a written permission from the parent. Hi, Chris. How are you doing? Chris, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Chris will be with you in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan. Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Okay, do you have a question or comment?
Well, question for you and a comment. Thank you for the information that you've put out. I woke up probably about 10, 11 months ago. It was a pretty rude awakening.
It really is a rude awakening, isn't it? I'll never forget when I first woke up 47 years ago, but go ahead.
It was just started from one thing to the next. I started off just looking to what I could do with my savings to protect it, and of course found out about the Federal Reserve, and then my family doctor wanted to give my daughter Gardasil, and I've heard some bad things, and started looking into that, and what I ran into was finding out that they were using aborted babies' retinal tissue, lung tissue, for some of the vaccines that they were giving our children.
Sure. No, not only that, but of course, they grow the polio virus in the kidney tissue of monkeys, and we've infected almost the entire population with monkey virus, so-called stealth viruses, and other things are grown in chicken eggs, and of course, they have viruses in them too, and so we get the chicken viruses, and they grow them in calves serum, and so we get all these animal viruses that we have no protection against, and they're mutating within our bodies. They are destroying the lives of millions of people in America. And only recently are people beginning to recognize these so-called stealth viruses. They're animal viruses that have been introduced into our population through vaccinations. And they knew what they were doing, and they've done it anyway, and they've done everything to attack people who tried to warn that they're killing our people here and throughout the world.
Well, I've had a lot of time to do a lot of reading and research, and have run across those things. And I took this information. I was raised Catholic, 12 years of school, and took this information to our priest. You know, we were, Catholics are against abortion, but yet this information. I'm 38 years old. It was never presented to us, and I asked the priest if he would present this to our congregation, and he said, Well, I'd have to take it to council, and then council turned into the Diocese of Owensboro.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Chris. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and it's open line this evening. Don't know what happened to William, or William Griggs ordinarily with us, but underway, it's open line, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Chris from Kentucky is on. He just he woke up about 9 months ago. What a rude awakening. It really started out studying Gardasil. He wanted to give it to his daughter, and he began to find out about Gardasil, and he began to find out about all sorts of things having to do with vaccinations. He was raised Catholic, took it to his priest, wanted this presented to the congregation of the church he went to. Certainly, he wanted to warn other people about the dangers of vaccines. And so what happened then, Chris?
Well, it's gone to the Diocese of Owensboro, and from there now they're, well, they told me, oh, we'll send emails out to people. And then I asked to see the email and found out they only send it out to about a dozen people of prayer groups. And the Catholic Church, having the money that they have, it wouldn't be anything to put out the information, to give a sermon on it and hand out the information. And that's the way I presented it, and started to just print the information myself and putting it on windshields of the cars of the churches, since the church wouldn't do it themselves. I got an email a little while later, after they found out I was doing it, and said that they would present it to the diocese, the Archdiocese of Louisville. And it's been 3 months, and they are absolutely doing nothing with it.
And you're going to find, I fear, that you're going to get the runaround, because there are forces within the Catholic Church and within the Protestant Church as well that are there not to reveal the truth, but to conceal the truth in the parishioners, and certainly on many, many aspects of what's going on today. In fact, we've seen recently the Pope come forward and talk about the necessity of an international order, an international government. Why is the Pope pushing this idea of the globalist, which, of course, will bring about Lucifer's kingdom? That just doesn't make any sense. Unless,
no, it did not sit well with me. And,
well,
and then talking to a friend of mine, they said, well, if they're not helping, then they're probably involved in it. And I'm all right, let's see what kind of money is being donated to the church through the drug companies. Sure enough, there's a lot of money.
Really, I had never heard that. We have a great four-tape set written by a friend of mine who was before he died, called The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, a Jesuit Priest. And if you read the book Windswept House or hear my interview with Malachi, it will send chills down your spine, because it's all about Satanism in the Catholic Church.
And then one thing led to another, and then found out we own banks.
Oh, yeah?
And it just really disturbs me what I've run into, and can't even get the local priest to say a few words on it, to give me some credibility.
But the thing is, he is trapped in a system, because he cannot do what he wants to do. He is trapped in a system, and this is why I could not be a Catholic. I mean, I want to be answerable to God, not to the hierarchy of a church. It's going to be intermediaries. And what happens if there's somebody in there who's on the other side? So, I mean, as a Protestant, you know, what we need is a direct ability to be in communion with God ourselves, and to look to the scriptures, not to the structure of the church. And I will tell you, as a Protestant, we got a lot of problems in the Protestant church. But Christianity has nothing to do with church. It has to do with a personal relationship. That's what it's about.
And your site has led me to Chuck Baldwin, and my wife and I listen to his sermons every week now.
He doesn't. He do a great job.
I've never heard anything like it. I've never heard anything like it, and it's just the truth. It's the truth of what's going on with our country, and it is so refreshing to hear.
Well, I'm so glad that you've become aware of what's going on, and you'll grow with passage of time, and I hope you continue listening to our programs, and of course, we'll try to put you in touch with really smart people who are experts in their field, and this is what we do, is we try to get the information out, and then, of course, we teach you, and you'll reach others and teach them. One of the best sites on vaccines is the National Vaccine Information Center. Have you gone there? NVIC.org. That's N.
I may have. I mean, I've gone through a lot of them and just I hit print. And
well, that means
a finder of information for people.
The best sites, you know, the people, Barbara Lowe Fisher, her material on vaccines is unexcelled, unparalleled. In fact, I'm going back to her big conference here the first of next month, and I'm not be speaking, I'm just going to have a table there, but they're bringing in experts from all over the world on vaccines, and they'll have the experts on Gardasil and on every type of vaccine and vaccination. Looks like a really exciting program. But
what website was that again?
NVIC.org. That's the National Vaccine Information Center.org. And they've got all sorts of things on all sorts of subjects. It's probably the best organized Sydney website specifically for vaccines. Dr. Blaylock's website has a lot of great information. His articles are valid and well researched.
Yeah, through everything on his site.
Right. Well, you really must be doing spending a lot of time. But
I've, unfortunately, with the way the economy is, I've had a lot of time to do a lot of reading, and maybe I should look at it as a blessing.
Well, God works in strange ways that we will never understand. Anything else you want to say?
I want to thank you. No, nothing else.
All right. God bless and thanks very much, Chris.
All right. You have a good day.
And you too. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That was Chris then calling from Kentucky. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And it's so important that you understand not only the vaccine issue, but it is part of population control. There really is a plan to kill off the majority of the people in the world or to make them infertile, and of course that's one of the things, one of the advantages, if you believe in population control and genocide, one of the advantages of vaccination with mercury products. It also dulls the mind. In fact, Bertrand Russell, in his classic book, The Impact of Science on Society, on page 53, talks about through the use of diet, injections, and injunctions, we will be able to so alter the mind of the child that they will never be able to think differently than they were instructed by their schoolmaster. Through the use of diet, injections and injunctions will so alter the mind of the child that they'll never be able to think differently than that the views that were expressed by the schoolmaster. I'm paraphrasing it, but that the diet injections and injunctions is what I've always remembered, because what are they going to put in the diet? Well, they're going to put aspartame in the diet. Are they going to put pesticides in the diet? They're giving us the GMO foods in the diet. In Europe, they won't allow them. But certainly from the... Oh, so that's why they're going to use things in the vaccines over there that are going to destroy the health of the people. And apparently they're putting nanoparticles into the vaccines over there, at least according to global research. And I really rather trust them. The nanoparticles lead to pulmonary fibrosis and all sorts of complications. And there actually is a report out of China recently where they talk about how these nanoparticles, women who actually were working in a factory over there came in contact with them. Seven of them became ill and were hospitalized. Two of them died. But in the animal studies, of course, these nanoparticles that they're putting in the vaccines that are going to be given in Europe, along with the Fluad, F-L-U-A-D, that they're going to be given, certainly can create all sorts of complications and autoimmune disease. And they know what they're doing. Here in America, of course, they're getting to us through genetically modified food, and they know how dangerous they are because that's why they're storing the seeds up above the Arctic Circle. And they're getting all sorts of seeds for all sorts of foodstuffs, and who is paying for it? Why, people who believe in population control, Bill Gates, the Rockefeller Foundation, Monsanto, and, of course, the large Swiss corporation that does the same sort of thing that Monsanto does, destroying the food supplies. And they're doing this, in my estimation, so they'll have those seeds to use when they start all over again. When they've killed off the majority of the people, they've destroyed the crops, and believe me, of course, We know that chickens will not eat genetically modified corn. Chickens are a lot smarter than people. We know that hogs who have been fed genetically modified corn become infertile, the male don't, and so the herds of pigs die off. But unfortunately, it's very hard to get corn that is not genetically modified today because they're intentionally, by the use of pollens, spreading the defects in the seeds from field to field to field. And of course, somebody should start suing Monsanto for contaminating their fields. Nobody has enough money because they've got billions of dollars to fight you, and they just buy up the courts and buy up the judges and buy up the prosecutors and buy off your attorney. And this is really what we're up against. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. The thimerosal in vaccines has a dual purpose. We know that it damages the mind and leads to autism. And, of course, 1 in 6 American children today, according to the CDC, has a learning disability or a neurodevelopmental abnormality. Certainly about 1 in 60 to 1 in 90 children is autistic. We had our caller earlier from North Carolina, Teresa. She was talking about her niece who has one very autistic boy, and that's why she didn't want her daughter to have a vaccine. Well, you have to understand that some people can handle mercury and others can't, and it's probably a biological defect. I do not know. I'll have to look up and see if there's any thimerosal in the flu mist that is being used. I haven't got this all memorized. It's so much material out there. We do know, of course, that they're giving this to children where it's not been cleared by the FDA, but who are you going to sue? You can't sue the manufacturer because they say not to use the flu mist in children younger than 2, and the CDC says to start it in children at 6 months of age. Why would the CDC be telling doctors to use a product that is not licensed by the FDA? Well, what are you going to do? I mean, you're going to try to sue the CDC because, of course, somebody followed their directions. You're going to sue the school. Well, the only reason you could sue the school is because they vaccinated the child and child without the parent's consent. Ladies and gentlemen, tell your friends to send a certified letter to school not to vaccinate your children for either the traditional vaccine or the swine flu vaccine, because, of course, they both contain thimerosal. Thimerosal is destructive to the mind, and it's destroyed the lives of literally millions of American children. And, of course, it also destroys the fertility. And if you haven't seen the great DVD we have, the interview, actually it's a talk that was given by Dr. David Ayoub at our conference about 2 years ago. It's called Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, or the Global Vaccine Program, where David Ayoub simply asked the question, why would Bill Gates, who is totally dedicated to population control, why would Bill Gates, who wants to eliminate people all throughout the world and restrict the population, why would you want to vaccinate all those little black boys and girls and brown boys and brown girls throughout the world and spending millions of dollars on the vaccine programs with the vaccines that contain the thimerosal, the mercury compound that will destroy their fertility not only in this generation but in subsequent generations? Why do you think that they're doing that? Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question, a comment, well, we'd love to hear from you. But you must understand that there is a global population control agenda. We saw those last few nights a DVD called Mafia. It's the story about black genocide here in the United States, put out by a white producer who feels as deeply as I do about the mistreatment of blacks here in the United States. The fact that the Planned Parenthood's purpose was to kill off black babies. Most of their abortion clinics are in black neighborhoods, and they actually were encouraging, of course, doing everything they can to get the blacks to have abortions so that there won't be so many little black, the term I think that that Richard Nixon called bastard. They have actually the actual recordings of Richard Nixon in the White House, and those recordings are available, talking about black children or bastards and how we got to get rid of them. We can't have so many here in this country. It's one of the most powerful DVDs I've ever seen, but it didn't get into the fact that blacks are targeted for destruction and death from AIDS. Almost half of the people who have died of AIDS in America, almost half of them are black, and yet they only make up 13% of the population. Almost half of the people who have AIDS in the United States and are going to die of it are black, because this disease has a predilection for blacks. They have the ability to genetically engineer diseases for specific races. And you can go back into my newsletters and we go into the documentation of that, or you can simply read the report at the Project for the New American Century website, called Rebuilding America's Defenses, where they talk in glowing terms how wonderful it is that we're going to be able to create genetically specific diseases to kill off certain races. Ladies and gentlemen, there really are people out there who have a different worldview. Well, we've got Lorene calling from, I don't know where Lorene's calling from, I guess she's calling from New York, so if our producer will just pass Lorene through, why, we can go ahead and talk to her. And we've got a few more minutes. I don't think we'll have time for too many more telephone calls. But if you haven't read my treatise on population control, you need to go to RadioLiberty.com and pull down the Population Control Agenda. Population Control Agenda, of course, if you get anything from us and ask for it, we'll send you a copy of it free, but it's posted on our website. We think it's vitally important that you know. Hi, Lorene. Are you upstate New York?
Ilion, New York.
All right, fine. Are you listening on the Attica station or Utica station?
WJIV out of Cherry Valley.
Okay, very good.
And 101.9 FM.
Right, that's a good station up there. Well, do you have a question or comment?
I just wanted to tell you that my husband and I went to the March on Washington, D.C., last week.
How many people do you think were there?
Oh, there were over a million, and they shut the roads down. They turned many, many people away.
All right, fine. And the interesting thing is that apparently the people policed it that when they got when they left. Why, things? You mean the lawns were clean?
Oh,
when
yes.
The Obama
very, very
supporters
clean.
Were
it
there, why,
amazing.
It would look like a garbage dump after the inauguration. But the people who went there were well behaved. What did you think of it?
It was incredible. It was amazing. And it was very disappointing, the lack of coverage in the news media.
But the news media, of course, is never going to tell you the truth. This is why I do what I do. Hang on, Lorene. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We know America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1777. 800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620. Or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. Today is the 18th of September. It is Friday. 18th of September. We made it, didn't we? Oh, my goodness, it is getting cold here in Missouri, and it is turning into winter. Remember, next Tuesday is the first day of fall. Time to get the planting done in your greenhouses, ladies and gentlemen. We've already gotten ours down here at the Power Hour. I hope you are taking care of what needs to be planted in your place and getting prepared for who knows what. But I have to tell you, I am so pumped. I am so motivated. Rarely do you kind of get that feeling of, yes, we are going to prevail. Well, I got it yesterday, and I feel good. I felt good all night long, and I want to share that with you. I believe there are enough people out there saying no, and I'll tell you why I say that. For those of you joining us from the Camdenton Tea Party, welcome to the Power Hour. You think Glenn Beck tells you news? Well, you just wait. You just wait. Power Hour goes way beyond that. Have you noticed the new colors of Air Force One? I'm not kidding you. I am not kidding you. The United States makes major plans to cancel the missile defense system. Boy, are they upset on television. That's a big discussion being held today. Canceling the missile defense system. Russia is celebrating. We beat the United States. We got them to stop. And everybody I've heard of on television is really upset at the president for having made this decision. He may have just averted a world war, for all we know, but they're not very happy about it. Gold is making a major breakout. Already has been up to 1022. I don't know what it is today. It went back down to 1014 yesterday. But I'm going to talk about a couple of other reasons why gold may be making a big breakout that you may not have thought about. The Center for Disease Control, or Center for Disease Creation, is now having a seminar in Minneapolis, and it looks a little bit spooky, if you ask me. It's called about It's Time for Execution. That's a little bit, I don't know about their choice of terms, but they're also referring to another term. Pandora or Pangloss? We need to look at the word Pangloss. The agency, the Atomic Energy Agency now says that they believe that Iran is ripe for making their own nuclear bomb. We've been through this one before. Are they going to do it? Are they not? Is it going to be a bad bomber, good nuclear power plant? And should we go kill all those people for having done it, basically, are the questions that are being asked. Well, it's now in the news again, big time, over the just after the failure of the Star Wars plans to be continued by Obama. Alternative medicine is soaring right now as pharmaceuticals are souring. You know what that tells us is people are catching on to the fact that, you know, when they have all these lawsuits on television, call this attorney if you've taken this drug or this drug or this drug or this drug, and everybody's going, I've taken them all. People are starting to look into alternative medicine. It's going a little bit awry for them. It could only be better for us. So I hope that you are paying attention to what happens in the integrative medicine world. Bill Gates, though, unleashes a new round of grants. Wait till you hear some of these grants on experimental genetic modification and vaccine research that he wants to do, or grants that he's willing to take into consideration. Let's discuss, according to Judge Napolitano, as to how they can justify the health care bill under the Constitution. Is it constitutional to be doing this? And we're going to tell you why he thinks they're trying to get away with it. And also, police are now going to get access to classified military intelligence. Not good, ladies and gentlemen. I think you know where it comes from. It's called Southern Poverty Law Center. We'll be right back after a three-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Joy Schmiley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests, help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients, and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 startup package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829 and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.